Hi, hello everyone. I welcome you today to an episode on podcast. And I'm your host, Dr. Kajri, MD in Ayurveda, your integrative health expert. So today the topic of discussion is history of Ayurveda. As I told you in my previous episode, that this episode is going to be linked. So today I'm going to tell you in brief, how did Ayurveda descend? So I'm here to raise awareness about Ayurveda. Thank you guys for tuning in. And this audio info is not intended to medical advice. If you want to find out more info about Ayurveda, please visit www.enayurveda.com. And do keep listening to my episodes. So talking about the history of Ayurveda. As I told you what exactly Ayurveda is in my previous episode, so here I'm just going to brief about the descent of Ayurveda. So guys, let me tell you before I start on telling you what exactly the descent of Ayurveda is, it's going to sound something mythological and it's going to also sound a bit of philosophical for those who do not believe in divine power or God or such kind of supernatural powers. It could be a bit difficult for them to digest even the descent of Ayurveda. But as I told you, Ayurveda has a very divine origin. So yes, it has this kind of mythological origin, which has been explained 5,000 years ago in various classical texts. So as I told you, Ayurveda is termed as divine science of life because of its origin. It's supposed to be divine. Ayurveda is a holistic system of medical science and is the oldest science of healing that is more than 5,000 years old. The system of medicine was formed in the ancient land of India. Hindus accept Vedas as Ayurveda, a gift from the gods to humanity, that was communicated to the saints and sages of India through deep meditation. Now, how old is Ayurvedic? So, Ayurveda is one of the oldest yet most modern and influential of Oriental medicines. The history of Ayurveda in India began in 1500 BC as the Hindu tradition. It can be found in the Atharvaveda, one of the four ancient books of knowledge and indigenous culture, which speaks of more than 114 Ayurvedic treatments to cure a variety of ailments. So you can find n number of references regarding Ayurveda because the Ayurvedic texts were translated into Arabic and these were used by the physicians as Avicenna and Razi, Simponi, to establish Islamic medicine. Besides this, Ayurveda became popular in Europe and that is the foundation of the European tradition in medicine. Paracelsus, the father of modern Western medicine, 1600 BC, has also adapted from Ayurveda in the system of medicine that he practices. So now you might have got an idea that Ayurveda is related to Veda somewhere. So what is Vedas? The Vedas are considered the first literary record of Indo-Aryan civilization and the sacred books of India. They are the original scriptures of Hindu teachings and contain spiritual knowledge encompassing all aspects of our lives. Vedic literature, with its philosophical maxims, has stood the test of time and is the highest religious authority in all sectors of the Hindus in particularly and humanity in general. So let me tell you guys, there are four types of Vedas. There is Samveda, Yajurveda, Rigveda and Atharvaveda. And Ayurveda means the science of life is a subsection of Atharvaveda. Subsection means Upaveda. So it is termed as Upaveda of Atharvaveda. So at first only Brahmins, they learned the principle of healing and they were considered doctors. But however, over time this changed and people of other castes also learned this art of healing and the specific term Vaidya was brought into use for their professionals. So Veda was transmitted through the millennium through singing and writing. They were written in prose and Sanskrit specific repetitive sounds called mantras, which are the sounds that incorporate the laws of vibration and energy of the universe. So we will not go much in detail regarding the four Vedas which I told you. So here you just need to understand that Ayurveda is one of the subsection or Upaveda of Atharvaveda. So like, what is Atharvaveda? Atharvaveda, it contains references to specific herbs, the treatment of certain diseases and other systematic knowledge about Ayurveda, and deals with man's daily routine. There are also various different kinds of Upavedas which we will not go in much detail. So this was just a brief regarding the Vedas, what exactly Vedas are, and Ayurveda belong to this Veda called Atharvaveda. So guys, let me tell you, Ayurveda, it descended from the Lord Brahma, the creator, to his disciples, called Acharyas or Maharshis, you can say. And the descent is very specific and very particular. And so let me tell you, so the science descended from Lord Brahma to Daksha Prajapati, and from this Daksha Prajapati to Ashwini Kumaras, then he descended this to Indra and Lord Indra, and Lord Indra gave it to Bharatvaj Atreya and Dhanvantari. So later on, when diseases began to trouble the human beings in this world, causing hindrance to acquisition of dharma, righteousness, and artha, wealth, kama, desire, and moksha, salvation, the sages met in the assembly of the Himalayan slopes. After a deep discussion, they decided to learn Ayurveda from Lord Indra. Then Rishi Bharadwaj was elected as their representative, and he was sent to Lord Indra. So here comes the Bharadwaja lineage. So Bharadwaja, after learning the science of Ayurveda thoroughly, he came down and propagated it to other sages. Punarvasu Atreya was one among them who propagated this science of Ayurveda to his disciple. So these disciples were Agnivesha, Bhela, Jatukarna, Parashara, Harita, and Ksharupani. So each one of them, they wrote their treatise embodying the teachings of their preceptor. Agnivesha's treatise was adjudged as the best, and it became popular in this world. The sages who came in the lineage of Bharadwaj are called Bharadvajiya Parampara, and the sages who came in the Bharadvajiya Parampara excelled as physician. The famous sage of Bharadvajiya Parampara is Charaka, who was the disciple of Agnivesha. He has made an excellent treatise on Ayurveda called Charaksamhita. It was written in early 1000 BC. Now, the next one was Dhanvantari lineage. At another time, Devadasa, the king of Kashi, who is said to be the incarnation of Adi Deva Dhanvantari, the god of Ayurveda, learned this science directly from Lord Indra, and he taught this to Upadhenava, Vaitarna, Aurabhra, Paushkalavata, Karvirya, Gopura Rakshita, and Shishruta. So each one of them made their own treatise on this science, and the sages who came in the lineage of Dhanvantari are called as Dhanvantari Parampara. They excelled in surgical treatments, and the famous sage of Dhanvantari Parampara is Shushruta. He has made an excellent treatise, Shushrut Samhita. Shushruta is said to be the father of surgery. In his book, he has explained various surgical procedures. Shushrut Samhita was written in early 1000 BC. Now, talking about Acharya Vagbhata. After their period around 500 AD, there comes another famous sage called Vagbhata. He wrote a treatise named Ashtanga Sangraha by collecting the essence from all the previous treatises. It has three pillars of medical science: Hetu, linga and aushadha. Hetu is nothing but the knowledge of cause of diseases, that is the etiology. Linga is the symptoms and aushadha is therapeutics. So previously these acharyas, they used to transform the knowledge from one person to another through their divine internal power or meditative power because of their sharp memory. But as generation passed on, this capacity of power or meditative power, it goes on diminishing, and we are called as Alpa Buddhi people now. So guys, now people have to learn, or people have to revise the things repeatedly, then only they can remember. Otherwise, transformation of such knowledge from person to person is not possible in today's life. So this was just a brief history or a brief descent of Ayurveda, from where actually this Ayurveda is originated. So this is the long history from where it has come, and now we know it and we have to implement it in our day-to-day life. So in next episode I will be talking on 8 branches of Ayurveda in brief, what this Ayurveda exactly tells about 8 branches, what it focuses on. So guys, stay tuned in and thank you for listening. Please subscribe and do keep listening to my episodes. Okay, take care, have a nice day, bye bye, stay fit, stay healthy. Thank you.